I was saying in the Bhagavatam, there are 24 avatars have been mentioned
first
over
chapter,
there.
Chapter 3.
Yeah, and there is no mention, and Krishna has been mentioned as a Paramatma, hence he has not been mentioned as one of the avatars. He has been mentioned as beyond them. So hence he is taken as the true essence and true God who came over here in his actual form, right?
Who?
Lord Krishna.
No, Ram came in his actual form also.
No, what I understand from the Bhagavatam, my understanding is that the 24 avatars which have been listed, the 24 avatars include Ram. The list does not include Krishna as an avatar. And it is mentioned over there very clearly in that chapter that Krishna has been not been taken as an avatar because he is Paramatma, he is he himself. Hence he is not an avatar, but he is he himself. What I am trying to say is, if he is he himself and we in India have the fortune of praying to him and knowing his name, so why the entire world is so unfortunate that Krishna has not been known to them in the except for when the Prabhupada mission started? Why everybody else, if somebody takes him as Allah or somebody takes him as Lord, so why the word Krishna has not been there all over the world? Are you getting my point?
Yeah.
And what is the mistake people in countries like African countries have made, because they have been in a very nomadic civilization for centuries and centuries, you know?
So how many questions do you want to ask?
So,
two different questions.
So Krishna is the only truth. And like in Bhagavad Gita it comes,
concluding that Krishna is the only truth and the supreme truth and he's the original Bhagavan. Because in the Ramayana it says Ramchandra is Swayam Bhagavan. And other places it says Vishnu is Swayam Bhagavan. And in Bhagavatam, in that same chapter, first canto, chapter 3, verse 28, it says, Ette chamsha kala pamsha, Krishna's two Bhagavan Swayam. Indrai Vyakulamale Mridyanti Yuge Yuge. That's it. After concluding all this discussion of all these various 24 Vishnu forms and avatars, these Das Avatar, etc., then Vyasadeva is saying, after all of this, there is Krishna. Krishna's two Bhagavan Swayam. Now, our Gaudiya Vaishnava Acharyas, Sri Jiva Goswami Pad especially, and Lord Chaitanya, we favor Krishna. Arishtadeva is Radha and Krishna. Lord Chaitanya came to propagate the worship of Radha and Krishna. So we are Acharyas, six Goswamis, and Prabhupada and Parampara. We interpret Gita, we interpret the Bhagavatam to conclude that all these scriptures are concluding that Krishna is the supreme form of Bhagavan, and all other form of Bhagavans are his expansions, or his plenary expansions, or Vaibhav Prakash, etc. All these minor distinctions are made, different categories are made in Lagu Bhagavatamritam by Rupa Goswami Pad, especially nicely summarized, Lagu Bhagavatamrita, and in Chaitanya Charitamrita Adi Lila. That is our prejudice, that is our subjective viewpoint. Lord Chaitanya came with this, and we're Gaudiyas, we present that. But in the Srimad Bhagavatam itself, there are very few verses that say that Krishna is Bhagavan. This one is our interpretation. So people that argue Bhagavan, Sri Krishna is an avatar of Vishnu, by Shrutis, if they look at Shrutis and Upanishads, it's all saying that Vishnu is supreme. Vishnu is Swayam Bhagavan. If you look at the Smritis like Ramayana, it's saying that Vishnu, Ramchandra is supreme. Even in the first canto of Bhagavatam, you see there's a verse that says, Vasudevam Param Maka, Vasudevam Param Dhyanam. Vasudeva is like two verses. Everywhere it says Vasudeva is the supreme Brahman. Vasudeva is the purpose of all sacrifice. Vasudeva is the goal of life. Vasudeva means Vishnu. It's one of the 24 forms of Vishnu. So even a 10th canto. So our Gaudiyas we have brought out specifically the verses, and we've explained them and given tikkas on them in such a way that establish Krishna as the supreme. Because we want to see it that way, we want it to be that way. But it's equally true for Ram Bhaktas that Ram is supreme. And even Vishnu Bhaktas, worshippers of Lakshmi Narayan, that means Vishnu Bhakta, Lakshmi Narayan, they have even a very strong argument that Krishna, he's just the brother of Balaram. Balaram is listed as one of the Leela avatars, Keshav Adrita Haladara Rupa. Jayadev Goswami.
Brahma Stuti is there, no? And Brahma Stuti is supposed to be the original.
Brahma Stuti in the Madhva Sampradaya. The Madhvas, they worship Nartaka Gopal. Nartaka Gopal means Krishna dancing. Right. It's called Udupi Krishna, Nartaka Gopal. Madhva.
So Brahma Stuti is they're Vaishnavas. The oldest of them, no?
They, no, listen. And they're Madhvacharya from Udupi in. Wherever the Tamil Nadu, wherever that is, Karnataka, I think it's Karnataka, Udupi, headquarters of Madhvacharya. They worship Krishna in Dasyaras. And they do not accept Brahma Stuti of the 10th canto, chapter 14. They say this is interpolated by Gaudiyas. They do not study it and they reject this because Brahma, for them, Brahma is the head of the Sampradaya. And Krishna isn't so much important. Their goal is to go to Vaikuntha and worship in this mood of Dasya or Shanta.
What I'm saying is,
so they don't accept Krishna. Because in Brahma Stuti, Brahma is saying so many. These are my guru told me, Pandit Baba. These are some of the best philosophical verses in the entire Bhagavatam. The 18,000 verses of the Bhagavatam, the Brahma Stuti, which is maybe 10 verses or 20 verses or so.
Yeah, around 20, more than 20.
25 maybe. Because I gave class a few years ago in VIHE or somewhere, but it wasn't recorded. I went through each of those Brahma Stuti and I, with all the tikkas of the acharyas that I had in English. I got lost somewhere. So these are the best verses in the Bhagavatam of all the 18,000. For what? To establish the glories and the beauty and sweetness of Krishna. And this whole chapter, they don't accept. So for us, Brahma Stuti is very important. Just like the Madhvas, they say, where is this worship of Radharani? Where is this worship of Krishna? It's nowhere. Our name is not mentioned anywhere in Bhagavatam. You Gaudiya Vaishnavas, give your own twist to everything. And which is true, it's subjective. Tikkas and commentaries are subjective according to the viewpoint and the bhav of the devotee giving the commentary. So they say like this, but we say, wait a minute, you don't accept our commentaries, you don't accept our interpretation of the Bhagavatam, the Madhvas don't accept, Gaudiya, but do you accept the Shrutis? Because there's Pratishtantraya means in Vedic Dharma, Sanatana Dharma, Hindu Sanatana Dharma, there's three sources of wisdom which everyone accepts as Praman. Do you know Praman?
Yeah, proof.
Proof. And what are they? Shrutis and Smritis. Shrutis and Smritis and the Mahabharata Ramayana, like this. So the Shrutis means the four Vedas and the Upanishads. So the Shrutis, the Mayavadis, what we call Advaitins, the Shankarites, the Advaitins, the Vaishnavas, everyone accepts the Shruti. This is the Parama Praman, the topmost Praman. So this is this one Upanishad is so important for the Gaudiyas. It's called Gopal Tapani Upanishad. It's thousands years ago, and it's not interpolated by the Gaudiyas. It's everyone accepts it. This is ancient Upanishads. It's Shruti. And in there it describes Radha and Krishna. It mentions the word Radharani. It mentions Krishna. It says, oh, you're a brahmachari, and the whole Leela. So that is for Gaudiyas, that is our proof that we are worshipping Radha and Krishna, and the existence and worship and position of Radha and Krishna Vrindavan is proven and supported in the Gopal Tapani Upanishad.
Gopal?
Gopal Tapani, T-A-P-A-N-I.
Tapani
Upanishad. It's in Hindi and Vrindavan. It's in two or three editions in English. And there's commentaries also.
That was written before Krishna came.
It's the Upanishads. It's thousand years old.
But tell me one thing logically. You know, you had the Treta Yoga, you had the Sat Yoga.